This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura in for Ed Ronco. Whitefish are struggling to survive in Lake Michigan. Recently, scientists have been trying to get whitefish to spawn in rivers, something the species hasn't done in more than a century. Now, the hope is that this could help rebuild fish populations in the lake. IPR environment reporter Ellie Katz went out one night this spring as scientists looked for just hatched whitefish.
In February, scientists put whitefish eggs in incubators in the Jordan River in Antrim County. Now they're hoping those eggs have hatched and that small fish are moving downriver. Tonight, they're hoping to catch some of these fish. If they do, it'll mean their experiment is working. I'm standing at the trailhead with Angel Guerrero, who works for the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians. It's almost dark, and I can see Guerrero's breath in his headlamp when he talks.
The fish that you would maybe catch tonight, what do they look like? How big are they?
I have an example jar. They are probably the length of a fingernail.
They kind of look like just little white inchworms with two black eyes on either side of their heads.
Yep, they don't really even look like fish yet.
No. So that's what's drifting down the river, possibly, tonight.
Hopefully. Let's go check on them.
We shuffle down a snow-packed trail to where Nick Mead, with the Nature Conservancy, is standing on the riverbank. He points to a few dark silhouettes out in the moving water.
They're putting the nets in, which are hopefully going to catch our whitefish for us. And then we have things on there that are flow meters, so they're capturing how quick the water is moving.
If you can calculate how much flow is going through the net and how many fish you've caught, you can kind of calculate how many fish have passed by, roughly.
The first samples come up in buckets that are carried to a tent on the riverside. And the search for newly hatched whitefish begins.
The fun happens. So we're just going to pour the sub-samples into the bins. And you're going to kind of just sort it, looking for little fish.
Each person pours their bucket of river water and twigs and water bugs into a tray.
I'm kind of looking for the contrast of white against the brown. And so it makes looking for the whitefish pretty easy.
I got the notes over here. I don't think nobody found anything.
Yeah.
Matt Herbert, a conservation scientist with the Nature Conservancy, says this will be the routine for the night.
Just this over and over. Go check the nets, put them in the bucket, put the sample in the bucket, bring it back, work it up. Just keep doing that.
Every 20 minutes.
Yep.
Pretty much.
For the next few hours, we relive the same scene. Water flow measurements.
0 2 0 8 4 4 3 2 6 4 2 8 4 0 2 0 4 3 2. The first number was a 6.
Oh wait, I had it upside down.
Thank you.
Time checks.
What time is it?
9:40.
You got the time?
10:59 p.m.
Searching the samples.
Oh, no.
What bucket do we have?
We have B.
You guys on the 11 p.m. lunch break?
Oh, yeah.
What you got going?
A little Red Bull.
As the hours go on, they're still searching.
Okay, so this is the 1 a.m.?
1 a.m.
642-844.
You're like picking your way through waist high water and it's freezing cold and your hands are cold and you're hauling buckets around. Like what makes you want to come out here and do this every night during the season?
The whitefish. I mean, you know, this is like the coolest project I can imagine. I mean, just think how important whitefish are to Michiganders, to the tribes. So, I don't know. I think it's really exciting what we're trying to do and trying to reestablish tributary runs and trying to help populations, so.
Herbert, Guerrero, and the others didn't find any whitefish that night, or for the week and a half after, when they went out every night. When they checked the incubators upstream, they were still full of unhatched eggs and newborn fish, which they'll release into the river. All of this is an experiment. They say they'll use what they've learned and come back again next year. The goal is to get these fish, which start their lives no bigger than a grain of basmati rice, to hatch, drift, grow, and return to spawn before it's too late. For IPR News, I'm Ellie Katz.
For photos and more of our reporting on the effort to save whitefish, visit our website, iprnews.org. And that's the Up North Lowdown for Friday, April 10th. I'm Dan Wanchura. Thanks for tuning in.
Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.